from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And you're not getting a lot of production from your wide receivers outside of George Pickens.
Mm-hmm.
Three names here. Wide receivers in the final years of their contract for teams that could sell at the trade deadline.
Okay.
To consider here.
Okay.
With that newfound cap space from the Hayward signing. Chris Godwin. DeAndre Hopkins. And here's the one that I think would probably never happen, even if a trade benefited both sides by getting a player on a short-term deal to help you win and giving that team a draft pick for down the road to make them better in the future. I just can't see it happening because they've made few trades with each other, although they did make the Justin Gilbert deal. Amari Cooper in the last year of his deal.
So I would rank them in order from reverse order. Like, interesting to me. Godwin, 3.
Really?
Well,
there's the anti-Penn State bias coming out again in Mulsey.
He runs a lot of stuff. He still runs routes over the middle. Where do they throw the ball? Not over the middle. I might put Hopkins 1, even though Cooper is clearly
Mulsey,
the best receiver.
I get what you're saying about how
Hopkins is just going to go down. You have two jump ball guys on the outside.
I know what you're saying about how Russell Wilson in Denver was allergic
Godwin
to throwing the ball over the middle.
Godwin is a very good football player. I get that.
But like, you have to get good football players that force the guy to use the middle of the field eventually, and he would be one of them.
I mean, Cooper's the best receiver of the three, in my opinion. Cooper's a beast, dude. During the interminable Brandon Ayuk saga,
I like all three guys.
I was telling you that Cooper, I thought, was straight up better than Ayuk, and I didn't know if it was even particularly close. Cooper is also like a route runner with few comparables.
I think Hopkins is the most realistic, though.
Well, I think he would actually fit on this team for what we know Russ objectively
likes
to do.
What a bounce back year he had in Tennessee with Levis and others playing quarterback. 75, 1,057 yards and 7 touchdowns.
He had a very good year.
That's a nice season for a guy in his 30s now.
Actually, though, you know what? It's not like he was having horrible... You know what? The year before that in Arizona, he was having even a much better year, just didn't play. I mean, he can go up and high point the football still.
Donnie, will you take back some of the negative things you've said about the con artist if they do something like that in early October? Would you swing back around and say, well, he didn't do it in July or August, but he did eventually solve the problem with a really good player?
Yeah, I mean, the need's still going to need to be addressed. Like, he can't just sit on it. So it's almost like there's added pressure, though, that if they do put themselves in that spot, that action needs to be taken. Like, if they are in, what'd you say, 5-2, they're in a nice spot, which they better be, given the back half. He's got to take a shot there at somebody who's available. Unless Van Jefferson makes all of us eat our words.
And he's not
just,
going to.
He just looks
to.
Like a beast.
Just don't.
Plan V.
Come
but
on.
Just remember, guys, he had a really, really good training camp.
It will be funny if Jefferson has like a 65 catches, 900 yards, 7 touchdown season. That would add to my amusement. Ayuk tweaks a hammy and only plays 9 games or something like that.
If Pickens goes down with an injury, I'm going to barf. I mean, they're going to be really in a world of hurt.
Would there be a college team with a better receiving core on paper than what they'd be rostering?
Yes!
Probably like Alabama, Georgia, Ohio
like
State.
Washington last year would have been better with Odunze, McMillan, and Polk.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.